Testing, goddamn testing. Oh my god, I'm so sick of testing now.
And Sky's been a motherfucker today.
That motherfucker will not let us record. That British bitch must have heard us talking about her or something. I can't stand that goddamn map, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, fuck me, man.
Yeah, we should have just went back to doing it in person. Shit. You know what? The time that it took the test or whatever, you would have made the drive. Seriously. You'd have made the goddamn drive by now, whatever, people. Jesus Christ, people. Welcome to Movie Spoilers episode 113, sponsored by Fandango, of course. I am the phenomenal one.
My name is co-host Cody.
And we're both tired now, so.
Tired, angry, and irritable, all that good shit.
I'm frustrated now. I'm sitting here just looking.
I was fucking annoying, man. I don't know why.
How long was that? That was like 20 fucking minutes, man. Probably actually longer than that. Because we lost Skype twice.
Yeah, fuck, man. Some days it's okay. Some days it's just like, fuck you. I'm like, damn, Skype, just tell us when you're going to be in your period.
Sundays, apparently. That fucking bitch. I mean, swear to God. Shit, we was just sitting here talking, and then next know it cuts out. And then be like, I'm hearing a low static in the background. I sent Cody a message. I was like, yeah, you're hearing a low static right now because I ain't even on the other line. That's that dial tone going.
Take us back to the Pac Bell days.
You got a landline? What? Who the fuck still has a landline? No. Everyone should have a landline just in case of emergencies. Such as tsunami. Oh, wait, they don't hit California. Such as fire. Oh, wait, that doesn't really hit in our area. Well, then never mind then. All right. Oh, you know what? In case people want to go and shoot up something, I guess. There you go. That's our dangers of the world in California.
Exactly.
We don't have natural disasters. We have natural people. Well, yeah, like I said, people, we got an action-packed episode as always. We got some questions. As always, you lovely people always give us such great questions. We got blue box office talk. I'm stubborn on my word. Blue, blue, blah. Blah, blah. And bust out my Allen form now. That's what happens when you watch so much RZA shit. But that's all, folks. We got a Bob. I'm doing it again. You know what? I'm not gonna lie to people. I'm looking at this bird outside the window right now. I ain't never seen no bird that look like that motherfucker. I'm just like, damn, that's a pretty bird. Speaking of some Looney Tunes shit, I think I just saw Tweety Bird. We got some Blu-ray releases. We got trailer talk, obviously, with Edge of Tomorrow, the next Tom Cruise installment. Which people are saying is already the best movie of the summer.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, so we will probably get into that as well. Because I was going to say, Darkness at the Movies could probably cover that, but CJ would probably forget, so.
Yeah, let's not bank on that.
Let's not ever say anything like that ever again. Wait a minute, wasn't that thing supposed to call us today?
Yeah, he said later tonight, but so we'll see if that happens.
He didn't tell me that shit.
Says Sunday night.
Oh, okay. I'm a son of a bitch.
That happens. If it doesn't, I guess if he doesn't make that call, he'll still be in the dark and have a real opinion about X-Men.
You do realize that in his time it is dark.
What? That's true. Yeah, that's so... I don't know. I was gonna remind him Friday or Saturday, you know, but I was like, you know what, fuck that. You know what? His thing, dude. You know, it's his turn to remind us.
Yeah. I was going. I was gonna bring something up too, but I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. No, he said this day. I'm gonna let him remind himself. Shit. Shit, but you know, by the I sent Cody a message. I said, you know what, at this point, I really don't give a fuck about the review at this point. It's been 2 fucking weeks now, damn near, whatever. I was like, nobody gives a fuck now, okay, at this point.
Exactly. You, I'm ready to go, man. Yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Do you know, do you know one person that's just waiting? It's just like, I ain't listening to any other reviews. I'm not watching X-Men movie until I hear that Darkness at the Movies X-Men review. It's just like, yeah, you keep on waiting then, bro.
Apocalypse gonna be out by
the end. Apocalypse 2 gonna be out by the end. Oh, but you know what? Let's get into some questions here. I hope this will cheer me up, because man, goddamn, that was a pain in the ass.
That really was. Shit, I wasn't even there trying to fiddle with shit, and it's a pain in the ass for me.
You can only imagine how I know you feel on the other end as I'm pushing buttons and shit. I'm just like, yeah. Fuck, Cody, how'd that sound? Ah, oh, fuck. You know what? Fuck, Cody. Just hang up. Yo, Cody. Fuck it. Thing is, people, I can't test anything unless he's here, too. So, you know, it's not like I can tell him I'll call you back or whatever and shit.
Right.
So I have to know that if it works on his line as well, too. So when that don't work out, like when we lost contact on Skype, my shit was working perfectly or whatever. Then when he called back, it wasn't working at all. I was just like... We was gonna have another one of them episodes.
Yep.
Where we lost that great episode we had. Whatever. Yeah. Technically, if you turn your volume all the way up.
That's what you gotta do. Fuck.
Yeah, but you know what? First comment comes from last week's episode, and that's from Amethyst Chaos. He said, I was wondering if there was any rated R comedies looking forward to or dreading this year, Cody and P1. When the fuck did your name start coming before mine now? Ain't this a bitch? Yeah.
I'll take it.
Don't give Cody no power ideas now. Motherfucker gonna start snapping necks now and shit.
Yes, plan is coming together.
When the Negro take over, huh? The Negro Comic Con. To be honest, I don't know any comedies.
Yeah, I don't know any ones I'm looking forward to. I can't think of anything.
What was the? Can you name off the top of your head the in the past recent years like 5 great rated R comedies? I thought you was about to say the RZA. I was like, damn. That's the name of the movie, the RZA. Not great, but like something you'd give a see it to.
I'll put Ted up there.
Okay, Ted. Okay, I'd put it up there.
The first Hangover. I don't know if that counts because that was like 5 years ago, but.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you gotta throw it in there. All right, I think I could think of some. 21 Jump Street, Ted. This is the End.
Oh, yeah, okay,
yes, that's a new one. And even those 3 I had problems with a little bit, but they were
not perfect by any means, but...
Yeah, but what comedy really is these... Oh, Friday, yeah, that's right.
almost 20 years ago.
I know, right? Oh, wait a minute, Ain't Think Like a Man 2, is that rated R?
No, PG-13.
Okay, I think that's the next comedy we have. Oh, Transformers. We got 2 comedies coming out in July. Oh, I know one that's coming out, that Melissa McCarthy one, Tammy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
July 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I seen the trailer. I seen the full trailer. It looks like complete shit.
Oh, man.
That looks like... Oh, Jupiter Ascending? What rating is that?
I think that's PG-13 as well.
Okay, what about The Purge, man?
Yeah,
The Purge. Sex Tape. Cody brought that up.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I'm sure that's rated R. That's got to be rated R.
Yeah, I think it's R.
So we got Sex Tape, Tammy, Step Up, All In. actually, that's PG-13, so never mind. Actually, you know what? If Guardians of the Galaxy was rated R, you can count that in there.
Yep, good.
Expendables 3.
Oh, yes. yes. Like, you know, there you go. That's the ultimate con. I ain't looking forward to it, but that's the yes.
Oh, you know what? I just looked it up. It's PG-13.
Wait, what
PG-13? Why would that be PG-13?
Wait, hold on. What's PG-13?
Expendables 3?
You're joking, right?
I'm looking at it right now. It says PG-13.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I love it. It's got all the action stars that did rated R action movies, and yet they do a PG-13 film.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Wow, that's gonna be awesome right there. I take that back. I don't want to see that now. Wow.
Wow, okay.
That's gonna be something. You know, that's the only ones I know. Oh, you know what? No, that's rated. That's PG-13 too. Night at the Museum 3 comes out this year. Mm-hmm. Forgot about that shit, Lowe. So yeah, the only two I know of is Tammy and Sex Tape and
22 Jump Street.
Oh yeah, and 22 Jump Street. Yeah, and I ain't looking forward to either three of those. I mean,
it's the same here.
22 Jump Street may have the leverage on that just because the previous one was good, but I ain't, that trailer looks horrible.
Nothing for me at all.
Them trailers look, that those trailers look like everything that I thought the first one was gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I wouldn't be surprised if a sequel was that though.
I hope not, man. Cause I do like those guys, like Chris Lord and Miller.
I thought you were gonna say Channing Tatum and Jonah.
I don't know.
I was waiting for you to say. I was gonna say what?
Channing Tatum.
I was like, wait a minute. Go ahead and finish your statement right there. Let me hear what you got to say.
Hell no.
Yeah, you finish your statement right there. Go ahead. Oh, your love for Channing is coming out now.
I ain't Corey Coleman.
Cody's like, shit, I'm looking forward to that direct video he doing, Magic Mike 2. That's going to be an awesome movie. Man, every time we bring his name up, whatever, and we listen to the show or something like that, my girlfriend goes in the background, but babe, he's hot.
Oh my God.
And I was like, good Lord, he gets passes by just saying that too. That's why.
That's it. It's the only reason. It's the only reason he's going to be the next fucking X-Men movie. Because he's a name, man. He's good looking.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I got an interesting question here. Just got this message right now or whatever, and it's from our good buddy, Sean.
Okay.
You know, I'm asking this live for him, too. He says, P1, who is that guy in the post-credit scene of X-Men with the pyramids? Now, I just want to say this little complaint real quick. Motherfucker ain't never gonna know who that is, and Sean, I ain't talking about you, so don't think I'm bagging on you right now, whatever. You know why motherfucker ain't never gonna know who it is? Because their goddamn movies don't set up no background character story for these characters at whatsoever. Motherfuckers just appear, and they go like, "I expect you to know who this is." I expect you to know who this is. This is leading up to the third one right here and shit. I mean, this is gonna be huge right here, you know. But whatever. Cynthia, she says, yeah, this episode was definitely action-packed. Took me back to those old P1 and Lena days. Mm. Great work, guys, and smacking your asses off, LOL. I don't know what you're talking about, Cynthia. That must have been a noise in the background. With Edgar Wright gone, do you guys still have high hopes for Ant-Man, or do you think it will be a dud now?
I don't necessarily have high hopes for it. Do I think it'll be a dud? Not necessarily. But, I don't know. We'll see, man. My enthusiasm for this project is at an all-time low, so we'll see how it turns out.
I don't think I had high hopes for it in the first place. I think because I'm still on a Guardians of the Galaxy high.
Mm-hmm.
So that hasn't came out yet for me to be like, oh, I'm ready for the next one or whatever. I think I'd get to that point once I see Avengers 2.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I can be like, okay, where is this going to go from now? How's this going to pick up with Thanos? Which, by the way, Josh Brolin.
Oh, yeah. Josh Brolin.
You know what? Marvel, I hate to keep saying it, but they keep throwing fuck yous to DC or whatever. You know, they dropped the ball with letting that man go or whatever. And Marvel said, hey, motherfucker, you want to come work?
Gotta start right here for you. I'm nice and shiny.
And then they're going to sit up here and tell us, we planned that. Hey, we told him to turn down that role in DC.
So you thought the only thing we had.
We got to him first and told him, hey, yo, Thanos is bigger than Batman, bro.
Yeah, you ain't part of that.
You don't. You know that's a Man of Steel sequel now. You know that, right?
You saw that last movie, right?
You know this is a sequel that you ain't gonna get no screen time, bro. They trying to kill you in that movie. How would you like to be a god, an all-powerful god now? Think about that now.
Yeah, not only that, you get to wear this pimp glove, too.
You get to smack a bitch, too. How would you like to have Tony Stark by your by his throat with your hand? Think about that now. He gonna, and they told him, it's like, that's like having his career at your throats. You can end Robert Downey Jr.'s career. You know what I mean? That motherfucker sat there and said, well, damn, when you say it like that, shit. Fuck Batman. Man, I not them so much to hate on Ben Affleck, man, but I would have loved to seen Josh Brolin as the older Batman.
Yeah, because I had those names sticking throughout. I was like, yeah, I was digging him for Batman. I was like, yeah, I can totally see that.
I can totally. He looks just like the Dark Knight Returns adaptation version of it, though. Like, he has that look down or whatever, and he has that fucked up voice as well and shit, so. Hey, Alfred, I don't want to. That shit. But as far as my excitement for Ant-Man goes, I still have excitement for it just because it's part of this universe, and I just want to see this wrap up. I want to see this come all together as one. But my main excitement is coming from the cast. I want to see Paul Rudd do something.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but my main excitement based off of that was his interaction with the director, Edgar Wright.
Mm.
Edgar Wright and Paul Rudd, man, that just sounds fucking perfect. And now, these other directors' names that keep coming up, I'm like, oh, God.
See, my thing for Paul Rudd, because I've had to watch some of his shit fucking movies for the past goddamn 4 years now. And I like Paul Rudd. I as much fuck it I didn't gave his movies these days, I still think he can do better. So I'm just hoping that this is the project where I go like, oh, thank God. You finally redeemed yourself, man. I thought you was hilarious. Now, your ass is just one note actor now. And then after seeing Anchorman 2, nigga, fuck you. You got a lot of redeeming to do for me, bro.
That wasn't his fault. That was the supposed director of this film's fault, Adam McKay.
Oh,
really turned it down.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank fucking God. You know what? Some people probably would have fucking liked that. I probably was in the minority of that shit. You remember that fucking Anchorman 2 had, you know how many critics list that shit made or whatever? So I was just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I think I was the only one talking shit about that movie. And I like when the points I brought up why I didn't like it, people was like, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But it was funny, though, wasn't it? It's like, oh, my God. Whatever, man. That was a horrible fucking comedy. Piece of shit. Tony, though, my man, he says, absolutely loved your conversation about James Gunn and Edgar Wright. I think they are two of the best, most underappreciated working directors in Hollywood. I would agree with that. I am having a hard time between which one I love more as a filmmaker. Which director do you guys gravitate around more or even love more? For me, it'd be James Gunn.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. I think I'd go with Edgar Wright on this one.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
Because Edgar Wright seems to fit your kind of humor and James Gunn fits mine.
Yeah.
So... So I think it's mainly more of his humor you kind of like. Do you like the more witty, clever, roll over your head type of comedic lines or whatever, or do you like the more out there, ballsy, I don't give a fuck kind of?
Exactly.
Yeah. So when you want to compare something like Super to The World's End, you go like, yeah, which one was clever? Let's say this. Cody is more of a fine wine. I'm that goddamn tequila bottle you found at the end of the alley.
That is a great analogy.
So, there you go. So, and that's not to say I don't like Edgar Wright. I love Edgar Wright. Whatever.
Say, yeah, I love James Gunn.
Yeah, but James Gunn, man, I love his style of fuck it. He embodies that rating.
When I saw Ray Wilson hit that dude fucking having a ranch, I was like, yep.
You know, I thought you were going to say, yep, that's P1 right there. No doubt this is probably one of his favorite superhero movies. My favorite part is I love when he dropped that cinder block on that dude's head. Dropped that sitting, that look in his face. He was just like, and plus, that brother made Ellen Page hot as shit. I mean, she's always gorgeous. Don't get me wrong, but she dresses kind of hipsterish. So you know the clothes are a little baggy on, so you can't really tell. But she had that fucking skin tie. She was posing. I was just like, man.
That movie took on a whole new meaning for me. I was like,
whoa. Only that was Kat Dennings, though.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen this movie, Defendor?
No.
It's a Canadian, it came out, like, right after Kick-Ass. It was, like, a Canadian, starring Woody Harrelson, who plays, like, a mentally challenged, superhero guy who dresses up in a black outfit with a duct tape D on his fucking chest. they try to make it an artsy film. I mean, it has its moments here and there or whatever, but it's like nothing you should rush out and go see. I wouldn't tell you to go pay for it in theater, but they have Kat Dennings in there that plays a prostitute that he ends up saving and shit. And there's one scene where he catches her in a car giving a blowjob, and he just like, God, I'd pay to be that stunt man right there. I would pay them to put me in that part. P1, you know she ain't really going down. I don't give a fuck.
Close enough.
I'm fucking taking. She was looking hot now. Oh my God. Kat Dennings, whatever. Post some new photos up soon, please. Yeah,
just don't be any more Thor movies.
Yeah, exactly. You know what pissed me off about Thor? You know, I don't think I said this about this review. She was making out with that fucking bitch. I said, that could have been me. You know that. That pisses me off about her whole career. She's always making out with these fucking dweebs and shit. Fucking Michael Cera. That pissed me off the most. I was like, that nigga got a chance. I know I got a chance. That's the only reason why I watched that shitty show she's in.
Oh, you actually put yourself through that shit?
Hey, I watched 2, 3, 4 episodes. You goddamn right. I love me some Kat Dennings, man. I saved them photos.
You do realize it's YouTube clips, right?
I what's YouTube? What? What's that, bro? Is that like porn? You porn? What is that? Oh, my God. Matthew, he says, new to the site here and love what you guys do. Oh, wait, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
But was curious about a couple of things. First, does Fandango or any other of your sponsors tell you what to see, what shows to do, or is this all done by TPO? Second, does ratings matter? And if so, where are you at in ratings? What is he? Oh, he's talking about like number wise.
Yeah.
Just curious because I was thinking of starting my own podcast site soon. The sponsors tell me what the hell no. They don't tell me shit.
Yeah, I see whatever the fuck I want to see.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't tell Cody what to fucking go see. So, probably at the beginning, I know me and Lena had that kind of standpoint. We have to go see this or whatever. But now, at this point, I really don't give a shit what Lehu, CJ. At this point, I can't keep up with what the fuck CJ does. So, matter of fact, shit, I don't even know. I don't even know if CJ's part of this or not. So, I don't know what the fuck CJ does. So I'm not even gonna touch that one with a big 10-foot pole or whatever. The motherfucker keep claiming he is, but the motherfucker never shows up. So much. He's like, all right, man. You the one that asked to do this, so come on.
Yeah, CJ's that wild card, man.
He really is. He's fucking Channing Tatum as Gambit. That's what he is. You never know what you're going to get. So, no, they don't tell us what to see. They're pretty much sponsoring us through pretty much ad revenue and, you know, promotion and shit like that and marketing and shit like that. So they don't have any say-so. They're not like, I don't know, a certain company called Hollywood.com. You know, so they not like that. They don't tell me what to do or anything like that. If anything, they send me more gifts and things to do and stuff like that, or what I could do and stuff. So it's more of a joint partnership, if you will.
Yeah, it's no tyranny. Hollywood.com.
Yeah, exactly. Or even Corey Coleman. that nigga late too. what shows to do as far as that goes, no, that's all me. Yeah, like you said, this is all done by TPO, me, of course, or whatever. Everything that you see, site, whatever, or ratings, even though CJ still can't get that right. I'm not even going to count. See, CJ's in his own world, whatever. CJ just appears. Let's just say that over there, because I don't know what the fuck CJ be doing half the time. Them niggas' ratings be all over the fucking place and shit.
CJ is out Joker. He just does things.
He's an agent of chaos.
Yes, he really is.
He's like a wild dog chasing a car. You know, he wouldn't know what to do with it if he caught it.
Exactly.
So, and does ratings matter? Shit, I would hope so. as far as where I'm at, let's just say this: I'm over a million. How about that? I can give you that or whatever. I'm doing better than when I first started. Let's say that 20 times better. So. Hell yeah, ratings matter. I think ratings matter. Some people might say they just do this for fun, but shit, you put a lot of work into it like we do on here.
Yeah, we ain't winning, man.
Yeah, we ain't into winning. We want awards and shit.
We want. It's the fucking amateur hour. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Everybody knows my ego drive, whatever shit. When I get into a project and been working on it this long and I don't have anything to show for it, then fuck that, man. No, I gotta have something. What's the point of doing it? If I didn't have the numbers or anything like that, I'd be taking it easy on this shit. I'd be like, I ain't doing that. I'm not doing it. I'll do it when I feel it. I'd be like CJ. So that answers your question right there. Yeah, so start your own podcast and have fun with that. Where we at here? Let's see. Ah, we're going to get into some reviews now. Where the fuck is that at? Right on, right on, right. Shit. God damn it. Don't you fuck up on me, Skype. Don't you be a bitch. Be my bottom bitch. Oh, by the way, before we started this too, I was just fucking around. Like I was saying, I was playing around with sound and shit like that. And we was watching music videos or whatever. My girlfriend was pulling up. She was like, "That's what Cody told you to listen to, that top 100 iTunes." And we just looked up the videos with it. I have never seen some of those videos on it. I was just looking. I was just like, "This is the cheapest, most horrible fucking thing I've ever fucking seen in my life." Whatever. That Shake That Laffy Taffy shit. I was joking about that. I didn't know they made a fucking video of that shit.
Yeah.
There's a fucking music video of that shit. It is god awful. It is the most fucking awful thing I've ever fucking seen. It is the laziest shit I've ever seen. And then don't even get me started on that Snap Your Fingers shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I never just shook my head so much. Just like, only redeeming part of that is E-40 coming in and just, do what you do. I said, what is this nigga talking about?
I never got E-40, man.
You know what I give E-40 props to is that he stuck with that all these years. The funny thing is, like you said, you don't understand a damn thing E-40's saying, but for some reason, you kind of just accept it at this point. Like, that's what he does. Yeah, area. Tell the people the Fody water is back.
Yeah.
The hell is Fody water? And then we saw, she showed me this video called The Stanky Leg.
Oh, man.
That is the worst dance thing I've ever fucking seen a nigga do. You just do what you do. Play what you play. And show it like you do it like water and every day. Like, what is that nigga talking about? Oh, E-40. I will never understand you, buddy.
Don't get it.
But I was, the Stanky Leg, though, that is, oh my god.
Yeah, you just bring up all these bad fucking memories.
These niggas was just dragging their leg like they was a retarded nigga and shit like that. like when Professor X first lost his legs and shit. Now, I didn't heard about making fun of the retarded people, but damn, now, come on.
Yes.
That's a low blow with that dance now.
Only low.
Niggas these days, I swear. Anyway. It's coming from the Maleficent review. Maleficent! I actually like that movie. Holly, she says, what's your favorite animated Disney film, guys? And your favorite villain? Ooh.
Favorite animated Disney film?
Mine used to be Aladdin. It was a tie between Aladdin and Mulan. I really love Mulan, so I'm going to go with that one.
Okay. Yeah, I got a personal beef with the Latin, so yeah, fuck that.
Because you were in it?
No.
Because there's a monkey in it?
I have a little childhood story about that.
You got raped by that monkey?
No, no.
The carpet?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a carpet, yeah. I didn't get raped by it, but it caused some trauma to me.
Oh, you gotta share. What was that?
Okay, I'll just tell the story. I was like 2, 3 years old.
Yeah.
He was a Latin fan. Of course, I love Aladdin, his magic carpet, and all that shit. So, my little.
I don't know about you, but I wanted to be the carpet. Yeah. That's all characters. Oh, the carpet is cool.
Yeah, carpet was cool as shit. So,
didn't talk.
My little 3-year-old ass decided to get on the arm of the couch and decided to jump off, assuming that magic carpet was in there. But, sure enough, there was no magic carpet, so my head was at the desk, and boom, I had a perfect permanent mark in the middle of my forehead.
You still got that mark?
Still got that mark.
I never noticed it. All right. Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, there you go, people. Yeah. The origin of Cody Williams right there.
That's a damn shame. He still look good. Ain't that a bitch? Okay. Hey, fuck you and your problems. Nigga, you ain't got no fucking problems. I'm talking about, oh, I got a tragic story. Nigga, you still pretty. Shut up. Shit. 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 Fuck, at least you ain't, what's wrong with me? At least your eyebrows don't look like girls. How about that? Yeah, how about that, nigga? Damn, that nigga said I jumped off the couch without that carpet. Man, I used to take the carpet on the floor and just, like, grab the end of it and go like, come on, bitch! Hitting that motherfucker like a horse and shit. No, I used to love Aladdin, but yeah, I'm gonna go with Mulan. A lot of people are like, oh, they never made any back then, no strong, independent women. I was like, they had Mulan. Nobody remembers that, though. I was like, what?
I fucking love Mulan. It's a great choice.
I was about to say, they made like over 500 million, no, it was more than that, over worldwide. I don't think that nobody remember that, so.
Yeah.
Love the music.
Oh, yeah, what's your favorite villain?
Might go with Maleficent.
Okay.
I like the design of Maleficent, but if I had to say, man, I thought Scar was kind of a gay pimp at times. Cause he did you see how his hair was compared to everybody else and shit? It's like that ain't point. That, yeah, yeah. I like it. He was Johnny Depp before Johnny Depp was Johnny Depp. So I mean, shit. It's like, damn, Disney, what a way to point out the villain, you know? Motherfucking hair was black and shit. And he always had that, like, that calm walk and shit. He'd be like, one pedal. It's just like, man, that dude is either gay or he's pimping right now. So, but, yeah, I might go with, I think I'm going to stay with Maleficent. All
right. Oh, man, it's a tough one.
Unless you can think of one.
I think one of my favorite villains, I got to go with Jafar.
Jafar was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, that's my favorite villain. Damn.
That bird wouldn't shut the fuck up neither. That was like the best. That, like, you know, like I said, Angelina Jolie fits Maleficent. Goddamn, I forgot this nigga name now. Gilbert Godfrey, he fits that bird.
Oh, yeah. He really does.
I was like, when that bird gonna shut the fuck up? How does that villain stick up with that bird? Jafar was a pimp because he was just like, look, Jasmine, you gonna fuck me, all right? Not Prince of Boo Boo over there, okay? You know what I'm saying? you gonna get this dick right here and you're gonna ride it, whatever. He was what's the dude's name from Gladiator? He was Joaquin Phoenix before Joaquin Phoenix. You will bear me a full blown child. A full blood. That was him.
Favorite movie though. Man, that's a tough one, man.
I think Aladdin was the only one that had sequels that actually were worth watching at a yeah. point. Except for that third one. The third one was shit.
Tarzan was good too, but I don't think I liked it as much as Mulan.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen that one in a while. I think I like the characters of Jane and Tarzan. Not so much the other characters, the villains or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
After seeing Maleficent or whatever, I can seriously say I like that movie more than Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Because of Jolie. So I think I could say that with Maleficent as well. So I'm probably permanent on that one.
Okay. You know what I mean? So I gotta go default. I gotta go Milan. That's the one I have the fondest memories of.
Those racist Ra's al Ghul's characters they had up in there.
Mongolians.
Yeah. A lot of people said that. Like, someone was telling me like they were stereotyped. I was like, how? They didn't have an accent or nothing. Yeah. I was like, they was the most subtle as they could be. Shit. Only thing they had was swords. But you gotta remember, this was in the Tang Dynasty or whatever. Everybody fought with swords back then. So. Actually, he had a badass sword too. You know what? I wouldn't mind having a piece of that either. So, next question comes from Daryl, though. He says, ha, you bring up a good point, P1. This movie actually follows the title character, unlike that horrible Godzilla film that people are just raving about. That was another praise I had about Maleficent. The movie is called Maleficent, and she's in it all the way through. It opens up with her as a child and works its way all the way till she's getting older or whatever. I was like, that is how a title movie is supposed to be, goddammit, okay?
Thank you.
And Jolie was amazing at it, as I'm sure Godzilla would have been amazing. I'm sure Jamie Foxx would have been amazing. I'm sure a lot of people would have been amazing as if they would have just been part of the lead title role that it is or whatever. Not getting overshadowed and shit. Skype is fucking up. I just saw that. But carry on here. My man Daryl, he said, he continues on. He says, what's the worst self-titled film you guys have seen?
Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? any of those Batman movies. I only care for the original. The other three after that, I was like, yeah. I was like, maybe I just don't like Batman. That's what. And then Nolan came back, and I was just like, no, I do like Batman. I just realized I don't like those movies. I don't like Returns. I don't like Forever. I don't like Batman and Robin. I don't like that crappy TV show they had on back then. I really don't like that TV show at all, to be honest. I don't know. It was just. There's like a certain cheese you can do, but that was for me. That's just cutting the limits right there. Like that, that is cutting the goddamn limits. Especially when I saw this one episode where Batman literally was carrying around a can of spray and shit. And I was just like, I'd like the allure that he could just fit that in a little ass pocket belt or something like that. I don't want to see.
That was very much a product of his time, man.
It really was, just like Star Wars. Anyway,
exactly.
Where are we at here? Next question here comes from Our Million Ways to Die or A Million Ways Not to Laugh at a Comedy. I like to call it Steve. He says, Lehu, you crazy. This movie was just plain bad. You had Grown Ups 2 as your worst of movie last year for the same jokes this movie pulls off. These MacFarlane fanboys will love anything that man shits out.
Damn.
You know what? I agree with you, man. I think I told Cody this shit, too.
Yeah, he did.
That's why we had that talk about, what's his name? Will Ferrell on that Darkness episode one time. I was just like, he done the same shit or whatever. And then, with Seth MacFarlane, same thing. He did the same shit. He could at least, he was trying. He opened up the movie 20 minutes with 3 fart jokes. He put a woman in there who's a better comedic actor than he is. And made her into a prostitute. And her running joke is, I like things up this hole or whatever and stuff like that. And I'm just like,
damn, that's the most clever thing you can come up with.
Seriously. Really, Seth? Come on now. I've never seen Liam Neeson this goddamn boring. The last time I've seen him, the last time I've seen Liam Neeson this boring was goddamn Star Wars Episode 1. And that was goddamn a decade plus over.
Yeah.
It was bad. I ain't gonna lie. I was just sitting there shaking my head. Like, I know people gonna like it. Watch. I can see it. Until that Rotten Tomatoes score came out, and I was like, oh, people actually agree. Thank you. But he said these McFarlane fanboys will love anything that man shits out. Do you guys even watch Family Guy anymore?
Man, it's still on my DVR, but it's not like high on my list. I just watch it whenever I feel like it.
I can probably say I don't watch it at all anymore. And it's probably not because, like, I got any hate towards it or whatever. It's just, it's kind of like Simpsons for me. It just wore its welcome out. I mean, because one thing, the jokes in there. A lot of people like to say that the bad jokes that are in there get overshadowed by the good ones in that 30-minute time run. I kind of remember the bad ones at times or whatever, and I go, like, I don't really give a shit. And the shit is so goddamn random. Like I said, I like James Gunn's comedy or whatever. At least his shit comes to a point where it makes sense or whatever. But a Family Guy episode is just like, hey, it's kind of like that time I did, and then a flashback happens or some shit like that or whatever, and it, like, that's like the whole damn show. It, like, has a formula to it of how it does, and I'm just tired of it.
That works sometimes, man, but it's hit or miss for me.
Yeah, it's on the air. Like, it's been on the air for fucking I don't know how long. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's like 15 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. And personally, a lot of people love Seth MacFarlane. Like I said in the review, I don't think Seth MacFarlane can hold a candle next to Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
I don't think he holds a candle. Every South Park episode is offering something new up in there, man. Their comedy is just perfect. Like, their comedy is just, it hits right on its target. It gets to where it needs to go, and it's not random as fuck neither.
Yeah, it's relevant. It's amazing how he gets ahead of his short production schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as clever as it is, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
You gotta watch that. You ever seen that documentary of them too?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That shit was fucking hilarious, where they were just like, yeah, back when we first started this, we used cheap construction paper we bought at the 99 cent store to create. That motherfucker said that with a serious ass face. He's just like, yeah, that's what we did. Ain't no joke behind that. He's like, but now that we got a little bit of money, we went to Walmart and Target and stuff like that to get our real good construction paper. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, you know, we didn't want to use that cheap shit, but we had no choice. Them guys are consistently clever with their shit, though. Yeah. South Park, like I said, has been on the air for I don't know how long, and I can still continue watching that, so. You know what? I got one more, actually, that, I didn't really answer last week, I guess, or whatever, but it comes from W. He says, I know this is somewhat off topic, and he comes from our Blender review, somewhat off topic, but I was wondering if you knew where I could find a plugin for my comment form. I'm using the same blog platform as yours, and I'm having difficulty finding one. Thanks a lot. Motherfucker, you need to mess with me privately about that, then. Nah, I'm just fucking with you, dude. Just go to your dashboard and wait, man, he said blog. He talking about on the blog. Okay, you know what? I don't know. I don't really pay attention to fucking blog. I'm not gonna lie. I just update it every now and then with something on there just in case people still like using it, I guess. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I don't pay attention. I'm assuming that all you gotta do is type it in on your search engine and it should come up. But it all depends on which one you wanna use, bro. If you, you know, it's in security, yeah, because a CAPTCHA plugin is usually for security measures, so if you want to do it that way, that's how you can do it, so. There you go, W. I hope that ain't Bush. You know, that'd be funny if it was Bush.
You would have a question like that.
That straight look on his face, too, just like, can't seem to find a plugin for my goddamn laptop here. I was wondering if you fellas can help me out. You seem like a clever bunch there. The best thing of Bush ever, well, there's a couple of best things of Bush ever. That shoe getting thrown at him was the best thing ever. Well, the best thing I've ever seen with him on format, was the skits they did on Mad TV with him.
Yeah, who used to play him? I forgot about that.
I forgot. It was the short, fat guy.
Okay.
James, I want to say Franganelli or some shit like that.
Was it
he used to do John Madden, too.
Something.
That guy is funny as fuck.
Frank
Caliendo, yeah, there you go. That's his name and shit. That guy is funny as fuck as Bush because he had to look down and all that shit. I wish they'd bring that back. And another clever, funny thing I thought with him was what they did with him in Harold and Kumar.
I was just about to say
that. That shit had me laugh. I'm sorry. Just like, he gave that deep and meaningful speech and then all of a sudden he's like, God damn, that's some good kush. Man, you know, I don't give a fuck with it. That movie got a lot of shit, man. I was like, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I laughed a lot in that movie.
It's just so silly with the fucking grape soda. Dude, he just stared at him like, what are you doing? How is this
racist? What made that scene funny, though, is the niggas in the background. They like, hey, what are you doing? The hell is it? And then the big dude, he's just like, what is he proving right here? He's just like, and then you hear the one Negro in the back, and he's like, see if he got Kool-Aid, yo. I'm not gonna lie. You know what? That movie is one of those movies, I'm sorry, that people hate and critics hate as well, that I got to sit up there and say, I laughed a lot at that shit, and I ain't going to lie.
It's funny, because the one after that, the third one got more critical praise than that. That was the one I know, I was like, eh, whatever.
Same here, yeah.
I totally laughed in the second one.
I laughed more in the second one than all three of them. That's the one I got the most shit to, and I was just like, man, these jokes is hitting, dude. Maybe it's just I like those road trip kind of movies where random shit just happened like that, but I thought this shit was hilarious as fuck. Neil Patrick Harris was fucking amazing.
Oh my God, what is he not?
I heard one review where critics said that, like, the third one was where Neil Patrick Harris fit the best or whatever, and I was just like, man, that second one, he was goddamn hilarious. I don't give a shit what y'all say, man. That scene where he fucking saw that unicorn and shit. He was driving the car and he was just like, holy shit, you see that? You see that unicorn? He had me looking. I was just like, what the fuck is that unicorn at? Oh, man. But I bet he had your ass looking too, didn't he, Cody?
He did.
That motherfucker sold that shit. The fucking cop was like, I got some words to say. Starship fucking troopers, man. You sold that shit. I was like... And that motherfucker was hallucinating, talking, seeing himself on the clock. I love you. Guys, we're gonna get my dick wet, if that's all right with you. Oh my God, Neil, MPH, and you we trust. Okay. And you know what? Best stinger of a movie ever, too. Neil Patrick Harris lived. Yes. He got up saying, oh, fuck. Anyway, let's get in some box office talk here. And that was... I gotta rewatch that now. The number five film, Blended, brought in $8 million. $8.5 million, to be exact. I remember a lot of people saying that budget is $40 million. Cody, you wanna know what his budget's up to now?
What's that, sir?
$31 million.
Oh, it's on its way.
A lot of people keep saying this is a bomb. This is a failure. Yeah, he's $9 million away from collecting that. So, it's like I said with Tyler Perry. Don't count these motherfuckers out.
Yeah, like a parasite.
Exactly. Next week, he's going to be out of the top five, and he's going to bring in probably about $4 million. $4.5 to $5 million or whatever, and that's gonna be enough to catch on, whatever. And he's gonna make even probably $2 million more, or whatever. And to them, that's a fucking win for this cheap ass shit. So,
yep.
It ain't like they put any effects in this bitch. So,
exactly.
Besides Drew Barrymore's lips, but you know damn well them shits ain't that young no more. Anyway, unless she's sucking a lot of dick. Number four film, which I wish this would hurry up and get the fuck out of the top five. Godzilla.
I wish it's a hell to get the fuck out of my memory.
I wish it would too. That's why I wish it would get out the top five if I ain't gotta bring it up no more. Godzilla, man, brought in $12.2 million. And its budget is $160 million. It finally passed its budget now with $174 million. Took only about 3 weeks. Overseas $200 million, worldwide $374 million.
Okay, well, it's decent, right?
Decent enough for a sequel, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the sequel is gonna do the same shit apparently.
Yeah,
God damn it.
You know, like, I just thought of something. He said something in our Maleficent review that he didn't like that Maleficent turned out to be the hero. Like she was just a misunderstood character. And I was like, nigga, you said that about, you didn't say that about Godzilla. Shit. So, wait a minute, hold up. Hold the fuck up now. Hold up. At least in Maleficent, they set up that she was not fully bad. Mm-hmm. They told a story that she got fucked over or whatever, and that her heart was still growing, that she still had little humanity left in there. Godzilla, you don't know where the fuck he coming from in this movie. And all of a sudden, he's just a good guy.
Exactly.
God damn, man.
City,
he's,
my city, man.
How you gonna say that about Maleficent when they fucking painted this shit on Godzilla? Like, look, he is the savior. He's going to be world. I swear to fucking God, in that sequel, if I hear fucking Aaron Taylor Johnson go, we're under attack. Godzilla, save us. And I'll be like, you know what? I'm walking out. That's
I see Kiwanagami's mouth open for another 5 seconds. I'm out that fucking theater, dude. I'm done.
He's going to say, let them fight. Godzilla. What is the sequel going to be like? We got to analyze Godzilla. Let's take a piece of his skin or whatever. You know, some shit like that or whatever. I don't know. Number three film, which I thought was a complete fuck you. A Million Ways to Die in the West. I wonder if this is bad for Seth MacFarlane, seeing how well his movie did last year.
Rex.
Oh, not last year. The year before that, Ted. I don't really know the budget on this one, but it brought in $17 million, overseas $10 million, so worldwide $27 million.
I don't know.
Man, them set pieces must have cost some money and shit like that. I'm thinking maybe $60
million. Oh, not good.
So I'm thinking around the budget should be around $40 to $60 million. If it's more than that, then I'd be fucking shocked by that. And the only way I can see that is because of the talent he had in there.
Right.
There's fucking cameos by everyone in this goddamn movie, so... I don't know if this is a step down for him because Ted was such a huge hit and it went up against another huge hit in Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah, it came out the same weekend, right?
Yeah, and Ted still won as number one or whatever and still brought in like $150 million. Well, more than that final total, but I think in that like opening weekend it brought in like over straight on $90 million or some shit like that or whatever. So it did pretty well, but this one, yeah, people don't give a fuck about Seth MacFarlane.
I don't give a fuck about when he's in front of the camera, at least.
Jesus Christ, man. That nigga, I swear to fucking God. He is so close to Tarantino. He is fucking horrible.
Oh, Jesus. Seriously?
He needs to take a step fucking back because...
Oh,
he,
man, that is not good.
You know, the thing about... Because I did say that in the review, and I'm sticking with that, too, whatever. And I will say, I will give him some slack on that because this is the first time he's done it. So I hope he actually listens to criticism and he doesn't hop on back on that bandwagon. If he does it again, I'm going to be like, all right, motherfucker, now. You worse than Tarantino because you're taking lines from better actors than you now. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did in this fucking movie, A Million Ways to Die With. He was taking comedic lines that could have been delivered 20 times better by someone like Sarah Silverman or Neil Patrick Harris or Giovanni Ribisi or any of them and shit like that. He's just looking like... Why the fuck would you say, okay, goddamn, dude, get yourself off screen.
I hope Tattoo turns out good, man. Hope it's inspired.
You know how comedy sequels are.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, even the great ones like Friday.
Yeah, goddamn.
Yeah, even the great ones like Tooth Fairy 2, you know?
I don't know about all that.
Number two film now is the movie we hated that CJ just loved for some fucking reason. I don't know why he loves it so much or whatever. Don't know why, but X-Men Days of Future Past brought in $32.6 million even.
Okay.
It's pretty nice opening. $200 million budget. Well spent, I must say.
Yes, sir.
And, damn, it hasn't hit its budget back yet. Domestically, $162 million. Overseas, $338 million. $500. You know, it's funny that these superhero movies do better overseas.
Yeah, that seems to be the case nowadays.
I don't get that. That's our shit.
Foreigners love the superheroes more than we do, apparently.
Apparently. Shit, that's our shit. Come on now.
Yeah,
come on. That's our shit, dude. You keep your fucking Stallone and shit like that and keep giving them money or whatever, but this is our shit, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got about a total of $500 million worldwide.
Yeah, no, it's the most successful X-Men flick.
Has it passed the third one yet?
Yeah.
Like overall total?
I don't know if overall, but I think this is at least the fastest to reach 500.
Oh, okay. Because I think the X3 has like over 700 or 800 million worldwide, I think.
Huh.
I think I'll look it up. But the number one movie though is Maleficent.
Them cheekbones.
Them cheekbones, baby, will get you what you need to get to. Mm! Maleficent, love you, baby. That movie, actually, I forgot how much that cost. It's not listed here or whatever. I actually have it written down somewhere, though. Let me go ahead and type it in. But it brought in $70 million, which it broke that May streak of $90
million. Yeah, what the fuck, Maleficent?
Come on, Jolie, get it together.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
Well, come with it, girl.
The movie cost $200 million. And I can see that because they did put a lot in production and shit like that. Overseas, you know what? I take that back because it broke a record of the May month. And it's the first one to make over $100 million. Mm-hmm. So worldwide, it's $170
million. Okay.
So this movie's goddamn successful. It made half its money back already domestically, so it's doing fine overseas. So yeah, this is gonna be a fucking hit. I would love to see more Jolie work if she can get something like this, because this was fucking amazing as far as what she did with this character.
Yet another Disney success.
Oh, Disney raking in that money. He's just like, you see that bitch? I can rehash shit I've already did.
Exactly.
And I'm still gonna make that money.
By the way, X-Men: The Last Stand, they made a total of $459 million.
Yeah, I was looking at that right now. So yeah, you're right. Yeah, God damn, that movie cost $210 million. How the fuck did that cost more?
God damn, I have no idea.
Where the hell did that ten extra? Oh yeah, the Phoenix was in it. That's why she could fly and shit.
She fly
at
all that movie? I don't think she did.
She glided. When she lifted up in the air at the end of the movie. That's as good as it was going to get. Remember in X2, her wings flied in the water. Hey, y'all, we're getting ready for that Phoenix story.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. That was a good, perfect setup right there. Perfect setup to somebody else, not my ass. That's for sure. X-Men, sir. All right, let's get some Blu-ray, though.
Let's do it.
Well, we only got two coming out this week, and speak of the devil, man. Our boy, Liam Neeson. Non-stop.
Oh. Non-stop.
Comes out whooping people's ass on a plane and shit these days.
Taken on a motherfucking plane.
That shit was hilarious when they tried to tackle him. And like, it's like 20 dudes on there, like, hold him down. And he's still, he's like, get off me. Just like, I was like, you know what, Warner Brothers? You work with him so much. You should have just made him the older Batman. I'm about to fuck it at this point. A grumpy old man that just want to beat somebody's ass. There you go. That's your Batman right there, goddamn. The trainer has become the trainee now. Non-stop, that was a fun-ass movie with Liam. I'm sorry, that shit was hilarious. I loved it. Liam Neeson, man, that man can do no wrong for me.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And the next one, which is funny that these two come out in the same week, which one will you buy? Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
Or this was lackluster.
Really lackluster and boring as shit. Chris Pine, man, I know Hollywood is just trying to cram you as a Hollywood A-list, but... And it's just not working for me.
Yeah. Hope it doesn't go the way of Ryan Reynolds, man. Absolutely right now.
He's having the opposite effect of Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds at least started out with something. This motherfucker's starting out with nothing. Actually, you know what? People probably set him up as Ryan Reynolds' replacement. Didn't work out too well, though.
Replacement, that is not a good thing.
Imagine somebody came up to you, hey, how would you like to be the next Ryan Reynolds replacement? Is that a positive or a negative? What is that? Because you know it's bad when Universal replaced him with fucking Seth MacFarlane for fucking A Million Ways to Die in the West. So, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
They're like, man, your movies didn't do good last year. I don't know if we want you as a lead actor. Let's get Seth MacFarlane. But that motherfucker's not even an actor. Yeah, but... Yeah. Man, wouldn't that be that's the ultimate insult of insult. You get replaced with a motherfucker that don't even act.
I'm going to stay behind the camera all the time. We're recording
movies. Ryan Reynolds is a fucking veteran compared to Seth MacFarlane. Exactly. They put this motherfucker... Yeah, you need to leave Universal alone, Ryan. That's some bullshit right there, but... Upcoming movies, man. Got two of them coming out here this week. The Fault in Our Stars, which I saw with an empty-ass fucking theater. Them sons of bitches. Motherfuckers left me, whatever, shit. Nobody was in this goddamn screener at all.
Damn.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but seeing how I saw the movie, it's probably a bad thing, because I don't even give a shit about the movies. Well. There you go. The fault was in my asshole when I had to go to the bathroom. Shit, how about that? Shit. Shane Lee Woody. You get them legs fixed. Your bow-legged ass legs bother me sometimes. I'm sorry. It bothers me, bitch. Shit. Man. That bitch needs some pork bones up in her or something. Like, she needs to eat.
Yeah, them legs.
Them legs, dog. I don't know. I can't fuck with them legs. Them legs, every time she picked up the walk away, I was like, them two motherfuckers about to snap right away. Just wait and see. Just wait and see. Just look. Just go ahead and watch. Watch what happens. And our trailer talk, man, I am pumped to see this. I'm not going to lie. It looked interesting when I first saw it, but that's Edge of Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's getting some great.
Tom Cruise extravaganza.
Saying probably one of his best movies. Better than the last Mission Impossible movie.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's check this out then.
Let me tell you a story. At first, it's going to sound ridiculous. But the longer I talk...
We have to find the keys.
Must be a Scientology story if it sounds ridiculous.
I can't believe you found coffee.
Sugar,
right? Yeah. How many times have we been here? How many times?
For me, it's been an eternity.
Why don't they just call this Halo?
The invasion will fail. We lose everything.
I like that music.
I die within 5 minutes of landing on that beach, along with every other soldier.
How did you do that?
Come on!
When you wake up.
That looks fantastic. I'm not gonna lie.
It looks cool, man. I didn't think it looked amazing from the trailers, but all this great word of mouth is making me a believer, so I'm gonna have to check this one out.
It's got over 50 reviews already and a 95%. 50 reviews is pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if it does get some low ones, it's not gonna drop any lower than to like 90 or something like that. So it'll be good to finally get back into some really good sci-fi films for the summer.
Yeah.
I think we've been lacking at it for a while now.
Yeah. I do like Doug Liman, too. So.
Oh, Doug Liman is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they just call this Halo already, though? No, seriously, why don't they just call it Halo? Halo the movie. Fuck it. I bet, you know what? I bet if they switched that title right now, that movie would make fucking gangbusters right now.
It kind of looks like Halo and Gears of War had a baby.
Yeah. So pretty much Microsoft made this.
Yeah.
We're sneaking this on people to see what they think. Yeah, but the trailer it grew on me every time I saw it.
Okay.
A little bit more or whatever, and I can't wait to see this. I'm very excited to see this. I'm hearing, like you said, a lot of good word of mouth. Once again, it is just nice to see some good sci-fi like this again. So
yes,
I'm mainly pumped about that. Well, people, I just thought of something. This comes out on my birthday, so.
There you go.
Yeah, I forgot about that, to be honest. So June 7th, people. P1's going to be 26. Getting old.
Been up there in those years. serious?
Man, I'm going to have to dust off the old microphone and hand it all over to Cody and Woman of Steel or something like that, you know? So,
oh, boy.
Give it to the youngins, you know? People, that's been Movie Spoilers episode 113. God, it feels good saying that. 113, sponsored by Fandango, of course. I'm the phenomenal one.
It's Cody.
And we will catch you people in the future of next
later,
week.
Bastards.
Later, bastards. I'm going to go to the next one.